Hey guys! So today I'm going to be doing the Petal questionnaire, her first questionnaire. And it seems like it's, oh wow, 18 questions. So number one, what does your recording slash editing setup look like? Like, what mic do you use to record and what editing software do you use? Was it easy for you to figure everything out and learn how to use these things right away? So I use my computer, which is a MacBook Pro, and I use GarageBand because it's the easiest one that I know how to work. And I use usually my headphone mic to record into that because it, I don't know, it's really easy. I get pretty good sound. And it was pretty easy for me to figure out how to use it. Yeah. number two, where do you typically record and what positions do you usually situate yourself in? Are you usually laying down on your tummy, laying on your back, sitting up, etc.? I start out like in a sitting position, and then I kind of lay on my back on my bed, so that's where it usually happens. Number three, were you nervous to begin uploading your voice onto GWA? Why or why not? Yes. Why? I don't know. I'm a pretty shy person in real life. I'm way cooler on the internet. I think everyone is way cooler on the internet, but I was a little nervous because I didn't know if I had the voice for it because I sound like an idiot sometimes, but hey, it's okay. Number four, what advice would you give to someone who is new and perhaps nervous as well to the erotic audio game? What do you suggest they do to calm their nerves? And what are the words of encouragement you would give to them? I just say, like, just go for it. Like, if you really want to do it, and you've been questioning if you wanted to do it, I feel like you should just do it. I know that's, like, so generic and, like, Shia LaBeouf, just do it. Make your dreams come true. Ew. Sorry. Yeah, my advice is to just put yourself out there, because there's going to be someone out there who's going to enjoy it. There's always someone who will enjoy it. And just don't put a lot of pressure on yourself to be like anyone else, because you're not like anybody else. So just be you and have fun with it. Don't put a lot of pressure on yourself. Number five, what is an audio on GWA that you would love to hear, but just hasn't happened yet? Or done? How would you have preferred for it to be done? I really need some more nerdy audios, you guys. Like, I need a Kylo Ren audio. I need, like, a Joker audio. I need something, you guys. I need something. Some nerdiness. Bring it in the game. I need it, you guys. So someone get on that. Number six. You're fuming with anger towards your partner, and suddenly, in the middle of your venting, they kiss you. What are your feelings in that moment? Less, adoration, even more anger. Please explain. Probably more anger and lust at the same time. Because, first of all, you interrupted me. But if you're making out with me, then I can't be too mad at you. So. Number seven. What is a paraphilia? Did I say that right? Or fetish you just don't understand or see any appeal to whatsoever? What's the reason for your answer? I don't understand. Like, I really am not into any type of bodily fluid. Like, if it's scat or if it's, like, golden showers. I just don't understand why you want to do that. I don't judge you because I don't do that. I don't kink shame, lol. But, you know, I just don't get it. Me, Cicely, I just don't see why. And what's the reason? I don't know. It seems kind of gross to me. But it's fine. It's fine. What are some minuscule, passive, nearly insignificant actions that someone can do that make you nearly come right then and there? I'm bisexual, so I'm going to just split it up into two. So I'm going to say what if a guy did something and then if a girl. So if a guy, like, rolls up his, like, dress shirt sleeves, that's great. And if they have, like, a watch and they're, like, adjusting it, I don't know why. I honestly don't know why. And then for a girl, if they're, like, just messing with their hair or if they're, like, just making noises, like small noises. I don't know, like, like that kind of noises. I don't know why. It just happens. Number 9. Name the most significant point on your sex bucket list and describe it as vividly as you possibly can. Oh, so something you have to do. Okay. I want to have sex in, like, this is a hard question because there's a lot of things that I want to do. I feel like, I really, really want to have sex in, like, a glass elevator in a hotel. At, like, really, like, late at night for some reason. I guess it's just, like, because people could see you. And, I don't know, elevators. I don't know. That's something. There you go, guys. That's what you get. Number 10. If you choose to remain anonymous on GWA, is it because you're more worried about people in real life finding out about your profile, or people on the internet finding you in real life? If you do not choose to remain anonymous, why is that? I mean, I think there's something cool about being anonymous, because I feel like if, especially with this audio thing, you would get, like, a certain picture of who you can, like, see them in your head. So I feel like if you became unanonymous and people, like, knew what you looked like, it would kind of, like, ruin what they had in their image. And I'm not more worried about internet people finding me in real life, because that's chill, like, cool. It's real life people finding me on the internet, because I come from a very religious family and just back and, like, friends and stuff. Like, they're not really open with all this kind of stuff, so it would just kind of be, like, a mess and really embarrassing, and I've already done that too much in my life, so I just like to stay anonymous. Number 11. What was your high school / secondary school experience like? If you attended, that is. If not, what were you like as an adolescent? How would you best describe your life, your personality, and your mindset at the time? So, fun fact, I graduated high school in 2015, so it hasn't been that long since I was in high school. And I'm like that quiet kid who's friends with a couple people, and, you know, that gets along with everyone. I got along with everyone. I never had, like, drama in my friend groups or anything. Well, I mean, in my friend group, we did have a couple dramas, but I never was outspoken. I was always, like, that quiet girl, like, in the corner, like, doing her homework and stuff like that. My personality was kind of really, really shy and closed off with new people, but with my friends, it was very open and whatever. But I guess, like, a year later, I've come to be more outgoing and outspoken, which I really like that. So, yeah. How much have you changed since your 18th birthday? What are some words of wisdom you give to the new adults of the subreddit? Well, I am a new adult, so. Not a lot has changed since my 18th birthday, to be honest. I turned 19 in December, so I don't know. It's only been a year later, and I feel exactly the same. So, I don't feel qualified for this question. Number 13, what is your favorite scent? Do you associate it with anything in particular? Does it conjure any sort of nostalgia? If you have a story, feel free to share. If not, that's cool too. My favorite scent? Probably either, vanilla? Like a vanilla scent, or like rain, like right after it rained. Yeah, those are some of them. Okay, number 14, name a turnoff, perhaps the smallest, most bearable turnoff of the extensive list you've got, and then name an absolute deal breaker, one that would cause you to never consider a relationship with that said person, despite how attractive and appealing they otherwise would be. Oh, man. The smallest, probably, the smallest turnoff. I would probably say, like, ignorance. I don't know if that makes sense. Like, someone who is very, like, set in their ways and not wanting to, learn about other things. And then the deal breaker of all time is if you are actually, like, a whole person really selfish. Like, if you're really, really selfish, I'm a very compassionate person. I'm very helpful with people and friends. And I'm very, like, empathetic. Empathetic? Is that a word? I hope that's the right word. Sympathetic. Sympathetic. There we go. Person. So I need someone who can also agree with that kind of thing, if that made sense. I don't know if I answered that right. Oh, well. Number 15. You are granted the opportunity to have the most tingly, intense, hair-raising, toe-curling, multiple screaming orgasms. To put it simply, the best sex of your life with one celebrity of your choice. Who the fuck would that be? And why the fuck would that be? How do you imagine them to be in bed? I have a lot. That's hard. I have a lot. You can't make me choose one. I guess. Oh, man. I'm gonna go with Harry Styles. Why? Because I love him and he's the best and he's just great. And I imagine him to be great in bed. Yeah. He's probably like super kinky though. Like, I hope to God he is, because that would just be great. All right, number 16. If you enjoy the word daddy being used in a sexual manner, what is it about that makes your genitals feel like they're on fire? If you do not enjoy that word, well, guys, we all know that I do. we don't even have to finish the question. Yes, I like to use that word because I am into DDLG. And I don't know what it is. I guess, I don't know. It's hard to explain. It just makes sense for me to say it, and it makes me feel good to say it, and it makes my partner feel good to say it, so why not say it? But, you know, I don't understand why it makes me get all, like, oof, all hot and bothered, but it does. Number 17, are you more confident / bold or shy / nervous in your audios than you are in real life, or are you about the same? Okay. Which character-based audio of yours would you consider most representative of yourself? Okay. I think I'm more confident / bold in my audios than I am in real life. And which character? Probably my second audio when, I left. No, that was, yeah, that was my third audio. I'm losing my mind. When I left the voicemail, I would totally do that. I would do that. All right, number 18, last one. A spell is cast upon you by a sadistic, sexy sex witch where you must choose between the following. Have an intense, sporadic 10-minute orgasm every hour. Okay, wow. Jeez. Or have your genitals stimulated once for no longer than 1 minute every 365 days and have an incredibly weak orgasm. Which do you choose and why? So a 10-minute orgasm every hour or once for no longer than 1 minute? Oh, man. Oh, dude. And you may not have sex or masturbate with the first one. Shit. I'm going to go with the 10-minute orgasm every hour. That just sounds, I'm sure that's going to get, like, super annoying. But I don't want a weak orgasm. I don't want a weak orgasm. And that's all of the questions. I hope you guys enjoyed this audio. Yeah, I'm working on a new audio to go up on GWA. And if you have any ideas for me, because I am not a creative person all the time, so if you have any ideas for me to use, let me know. And yeah, thank you guys. Have a good one. Bye-bye.